Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I gotta change the rear.
I say fuck off!
What's going on? Welcome to No Need for Apologies. I'm the God.
And I'm the Great Boy.
And thank you to all of our new subscribers who have come along. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
We've crossed that number, and I appreciate you all. A few chances to see us live.
We done crossed that line.
June 10th, Houston, Texas. We're going to be there at the Secret Group. And July 20th, back in New York City.
At the winery.
Winery. All right, get your tickets. Those are available.
That's waterfront business.
Any of our link trees. Follow us on social media at NNFA Podcast on all platforms. Check out new merch that we have available. If you're looking to support the podcast, that is available at merchengine.com. We got hats, T-shirts, hoodies, beanies, everything that you could think of. So check it out. Buy some merch to support the podcast. Other ways that you can support the podcast, please just subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to actually call in, we have a hotline now, 707-785-NNFA. That's 707-785-NNFA, 6632. All right, so you can call that, leave a message, we'll answer on the next podcast.
Say it one more time.
Or you can go ahead and send us an email at noneedforapologiespodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's get into the show. It'll be a fun one.
Ain't no need to pay.
Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That's a good goddamn word.
No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the Great Boy, Derek Gaines.
And we got a fun episode, man. Going to talk about, I guess, how do I get into this? Like, you already know, if I start off this way, I'm going down a rabbit hole of some very specific topic that I came in today.
It's going to be a temple climb. It's going to be a temple run.
That's what we can call these episodes. They're temple runs.
This is a temple run. A lot of lefts and rights, jumps and jips.
Follow along with me if you can. You know, these are just some ideas that I have, and I want to start talking about some different things.
All right.
So we got Tiana in the booth with us to help us produce a different kind of show today. Say hello, T.
What up, what up?
How you been?
Good.
Thank you for finally gracing us with your presence.
Wow.
Well, hopefully this will happen more.
Yeah, well, we got to, you know, hear some more. I like your point of view on things also. So,
ladies' point of view is the best.
Let's get into this. You can kill that music.
Especially
there.
Especially with all this nigga talk.
Yeah, man.
All this nigga talk.
I'm not into the... I'm being totally honest with you.
Talk shit.
I'm so off of current events and topics.
Okay.
And like word, like the pop
it's all sad.
Culture.
It's all
yeah,
sad.
It's bothering me, and I want to talk today about that, of like being able to actually say that. You know what I mean? Being able to be like, look, man, I can't take it.
Like, okay.
I used to just say like, oh, it makes me sad or whatever. But I think the reality was I couldn't take it. I think I'm a bit more sensitive than I realized I was.
Okay.
And that's actually what I want to talk about today, man. This episode, we're going to, you know, get into talking about vulnerability.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Like, for me to sit there and tell you, look, man, I can't take the news. That's a vulnerable thing to say, right?
Yeah, man, because you're a man. You're supposed to be able to take the news while you're doing pull-ups.
right.
You watch the news and work out same time.
Right. That's like taking a shot of vodka out of the cap.
Ugh. It burns,
right? You're like, hey, why can't it burn him? And for him to be able to I only say that I once saw a gay dude do that at
it
a party.
Burns.
I once saw a gay dude take a shot out of the cap of some Absolut, and I'm like, are you doing? And he could get away with it because he was a gay. And I was like, good
was
for
gay,
you.
He was a gay.
And he had that ability to be vulnerable, man. That's what I'm talking about. Vulnerability and authenticity.
Okay.
I think these are two characteristics that go hand in hand. You know, if you know, vulnerability, you know what that means, right?
It's absolutely. Like
it's actually a weird word. I looked up before it came in. Vulnerability, it's like mixed with like Latin. So it's like comes from the root word vulnus.
Okay.
Which means like wound.
Oh, okay.
Right. And ability is the skill to somehow do, like get in. It's like the skill to do. So vulnerability is literally someone having the ability to wound
get in
you.
That wound.
Yeah, man.
And figure out what the fuck is going on.
Right. And that's the thing. When you put yourself out there, you know, and being vulnerable, you do like, I think that's the biggest feeling, like being vulnerable. Nobody wants to be hurt, ever.
He's hurt. He's hurt. Do you understand? Do your soulless eyes see that he's hurt? Remember that shit?
I mean, that's vulnerable. Love that joke. Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's being vulnerable.
Yeah, falling in front of black people. That's vulnerable.
You can't, no. When you fall in front of black people, that's involuntary vulnerability right there. You don't want that shit. You want to pop up and make them forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's weird, like...
You ever hurt yourself in front of niggas before?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, if you don't stand your bitch ass up, you'd be like, damn, I gotta... even now,
right.
I'm hurting.
Uneven sidewalk.
It hurts.
If you catch uneven sidewalk in front of black people, you don't even have to fall all the way down. Just let your sneaker make that...
Yeah. Oh, this nigga don't walk.
You unsure-footed motherfucker.
This
right?
nigga like, unsure of his steps. Take his gun. Take his gun. I can't trust this nigga. I'm sorry.
So, I don't know, man. I want to talk, like, I think vulnerability did, it changed my life, becoming more vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I was always jaded. I was always, like, not jaded, but I definitely protected myself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know how you dealt with vulnerability, but, like, are there any places where you still feel vulnerable these days? Like, you're a grown man. Do you feel vulnerable walking the streets late at night?
No.
You feel vulnerable on the subway late at night?
No.
Nah.
Because my head is on a swivel.
Uh-huh.
I don't have headphones.
Yeah.
So I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking. I see people come up. I turn away a weird way so I know if I can see if they want to do something, so if I can move fast enough. Some weird shit I do now, I'll be on my phone and I see somebody walk by. I put my fingers on top of the phone so they can't steal it.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. Like I'll be like, fuck you, nigga. I don't care who it is. When they be coming by on the sub, I'll be going, ah. I do it right when they do. It's like locking the door.
Yeah.
When somebody walk. Yep. Same shit.
I used to be that way. If someone bumped into me on the subway, I used to always tap my wallet just to make sure it was still there.
Yeah.
I always felt like that was a diversion tactic or anything.
They got you.
And it's still
everything's Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was doing that even before Ocean's 11. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But that was like a vulnerability thing because that was something that I was always scared of. I was always scared of being robbed and left high and dry.
Mm-hmm.
I was always scared of being forced to have to start over because I was slipping.
Yeah, ooh. I mean, I do it by habit. When I know I'm getting close to my stop, I take my keys out and put them between my fingers just automatically.
See that?
Jesus Christ.
Automatically.
Get a nice slashing in.
Yeah.
Go Wolverine on these fucking vagrants.
Just in case.
How long have you been doing that?
Since high school.
Since high school?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you had to use it yet?
Have you ever had to do the scratch thing?
No.
Yeah, that's like, I always thought that was fascinating, like pepper spray. Like people will own pepper spray and nothing, they just have it in their bag until some kid finds it and sprays himself.
What the word go? Better to have it not needed than to need it not have it or some shit like that?
I don't know. Same thing, like people buy guns and they just have the gun in the house and then like the kids just find it and then go do something else crazy with it.
Go
like,
do some fuck shit with it.
Yeah, like that's the weird thing about like your vulnerability. It will make you act in a way to protect yourself that you're probably never going to actually protect yourself.
Hmm.
I don't know in any ways that we're vulnerable, like, cause, and I'm right now we've only talked about like physically vulnerable. You know what I mean? It's like emotional vulnerable, all the stuff like that. But in any ways that you've ever braced yourself for being vulnerable, have you had to use it? Has it served you? You know what I mean? So can you think of some places where you're like bracing yourself in vulnerability? Like you said, the phone thing.
Shit. Well, you know, I still live in Bushwick.
Mm-hmm.
And on Knickerbocker sometime, when it get hot out, the goons be out.
Okay.
They be on that block.
Yeah.
But my black ass goes, I'm not walking in the street. I'm going to have to walk through these niggas.
Okay.
I got to brace myself to... I guess, be vulnerable because it's, what, 6-on-1?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, shit, this could, if I step on a nigga's shoe or something like that, but don't look down, look right ahead, let these motherfuckers know I'm tall like you.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and I go, and I type my fist up, and I walk through it because I know if something spin off, they going to get me.
Yeah.
There's too many of them for
me to win.
That's
a very vulnerable moment because you're walking into a situation that you know if you lose control, there's no way you can regain it.
Yep. It's too many of them. They out. They got music playing. They got the grills in the streets in the parking space. This nigga block.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of them. It's a lot. And they all just kind of ain't no pussy around. It's just a bunch of niggas. And you go, but am I going to walk around? Fuck no. And I'm going to just have to be a man like them.
All right. Let me ask you this. Do you do that with ladies too? Like if it's like you're walking, it's summer, it's a stoop full of ladies, maybe a few chairs on the sidewalk, and they out there playing their little music, or maybe they'll say they got a couple of those little dollar store umbrella chairs.
Okay.
So you know it's nothing but like a bunch of aunts.
Yeah, man.
Drinking, smoking weed.
I'm vulnerable a different way. I push my dick to the middle.
Yeah.
I go like this. Ah. I try to look in the reflection of my glasses and shit.
Uh-huh.
In case one of them go, hey, pop. Pete, but whatever.
Yeah.
If I got to turn around and present, yes.
Okay. How about, like, I used to feel vulnerable meeting women in public. I always felt like women were trapping,
mm-hmm.
like trapping you. Yeah, a lot of vulnerability for me led to violence and stuff like that. But, like, you getting hot already?
Go ahead. Thinking about all them aunts on the step.
He's getting vulnerable already.
Yeah.
Because it's about to be sundress season.
These are
I get vulnerable around these times when girls be walking around with the goddamn sundress on with the silhouette of the pussy.
Talk about it. So you're scared of being wounded here.
Oh.
What is your ability to be wounded by a woman in a sundress?
Ooh, shit. She ain't got to do much. Because if she bouncing when she walk, I'm done. I'm completely open.
The flesh got you, yeah.
Like, got me.
Huh.
And I wind up looking, all these thoughts pour to my mind, like, what if we could, and then we meet at a Burger King, and then fuck in the back.
I know. I think about that all the time. It's funny, I can say this, but I have to share this.
Go ahead. Be vulnerable, that's the word.
We was in Saratoga Springs. And we up in Saratoga Springs, we was basically people watching, chilling, doing what we do, hanging out, waiting for the show to start.
Oh, this is a funny concept.
It's just women walking all around, but like it had like L.A. shopping energy, but like the frump of upstate New York.
Oh, my God.
You understand what I'm saying?
Frump city.
Frump of upstate New York.
What the fuck, man?
And I had to tell Derek.
Like Turkey Hill Ice Cream Factory.
That's what I had to tell
it was
Derek.
Wild.
I said, ooh, I might be in trouble up here. Like, what you mean? I was like, South Beach, Miami? Yeah, I can resist those hoes, you know what I mean? But here? Ooh.
With all these big sixes? All these frumpy fives?
As a man, we're trash.
These pillowy soft fives.
Yeah, we have the trashy ability to, like, for some reason, it's, like, easier to shit on a frumpy woman.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, well, look, I'm not really fazed by the hot chicks because I'm like, hey, listen, I don't even have a budget to shit on you. You know what I mean? So
you getting flown out. I don't give a fuck.
Get the fuck out of here. As a matter of fact. My dismissive attitude usually brings them along. What's the matter with you?
Couldn't afford this TV dinner six with some big old cans.
Who just likes, like, you know, the people that walk by.
Bring that TV dinner ass over here.
The type of women that walk by and see us out on the balcony having drinks and go, ooh, two black dudes. Fun. Like, what? What? I'm vulnerable there.
That's where I'm vulnerable.
Because.
Come here, Claire.
If I ever got caught cheating with that, no one would ever understand.
Claire with the big
cans. No one would understand.
The
They'd be like, for her, like,
Chubby
you don't understand.
Claire.
That was the weakness. There's the vulnerability.
Yeah. Chubby Claire got you? Damn. Not Chubby Claire. She got a fat ass, though. I get you, but yeah.
Here's
it's a homely
thing,
ass.
It's also
vulnerable.
It's a superpower.
Okay, talk shit.
Because by you knowing that, if you're strong enough to go through it over and over and over again, you build up the tolerance. So like with the example you gave, dudes on the thing, hey, look, man, I already know what it is. I keep walking through, and for some reason, nothing's happened. No. Summer after summer after summer.
After summer.
Maybe you done learned to carry yourself with enough of a whatever that ain't nobody fucking with it for whatever reason. You know what I mean? But that angst, it's less and less. It's still there, but it's less and less.
It's motherfuckers on the block.
Right. Like, same thing now. As I get older, I'm at the 40-year-old mark. I can see a frumpy chick. I'm like, yeah, you know, I would have, but you know what I mean? Like,
we all do that shit.
But as a young man, didn't have that in me. Like, I used to always think about that. Like, I always felt like a dog.
Okay.
Like, you ever see those? Well, you've never seen them, but the dogs, they got to go to training to be like a CNI dog.
Uh-huh.
And like the first
dogs
test,
with a job.
Right. Exactly. Which is bullshit. That's not what they're here to do, but that's another topic. We're not going off on that tangent. We're
here
talking
we go.
About.
You better figure it out.
But
go down that dog road again.
I'm gonna just say this: the dogs be lined up, and the first test they'll throw like a piece of meat down.
Okay.
And whatever dog can't resist eating the meat, he get kicked out of the program.
Dang.
But
like immediately,
get kicked out in a second.
Right.
I'd be like, wait. Ooh, chicken.
Yeah. Because he's not fit. Like, if he's getting distracted already, he ain't got it in him. You and the CNI dog, you can't run off and no meat. Like, you.
What?
Right.
I'm a dog. I eat meat.
So that's what I'm saying. The dog that actually eats the meat and loses, he actually wins.
Yeah. He going to go do some dog shit.
Right.
I ain't got to be. No...
Out the program. Go ahead, man.
I'm a dog. I'm not supposed to have a job anyway. Fuck you niggas. That's what that dog said. Oh, let me eat the meat. Get the fuck out of here.
So that's how the
blessed is the dog that can fucking resist the meat but chooses to eat it anyway, so you don't have to work with these other dogs. That's beautiful. That's the kind of vulnerability I'm talking about.
Right. Because he's open. He lets you know from the rip, look, man, this is, I can't.
No.
Don't put me in that program. Don't put me in that category.
CNI dog. No.
And that brings me to the other part of what goes along.
I'm seeing if you got treats.
Yeah. But this is what I think is the counterpoint that goes along with vulnerability is authenticity.
Authenticity.
Because usually being vulnerable is you sharing your authentic self.
Yeah, man.
The authentic, a lot of us come out and put a character on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of us put a character on. Oh, what it is. So your smaller circle gets to know the authentic you.
Yep.
And the authentic you is very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Very, very weak, very frail, very fragile.
Yeah,
so
man.
When you're vulnerable, because people get to see that, they trust you more.
Yep.
And that's where the weird superpower comes in, because it's like, hey, we're all going to trust, like in the dog example, we're going to trust both of them. We're going to trust the dog that eats the meat, because that's what the fuck he going to do. Uh-huh. Put him in that category.
That's
and we're
going
to trust the dog. Well, I don't know. Do you trust the dog that doesn't eat the meat?
No. What's wrong with this dog? Since I've been growing up, dogs be, you got something to eat?
Right.
And that's the connection.
Yeah.
You're like, let me feed him. No, but when a dog go, I'm all right.
Wait. Do you trust a dog that don't eat the meat?
Yeah, how is it supposed to be resistant up top? That's like
It's like the dog
like
knows where it's at.
I think they start them off with some sort of programming, but that's like the first test.
I think that test is like the start to just see what your knee-jerk
but I'm sure they give them some sort of training. They gotta be.
Because
it's like expecting a soldier to get through basic on the first day.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think the meat test is like the first exam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look it up and see. But
they're fist size, maybe even smaller brain beings. How the fuck are they supposed to know? This is a test. I'm looking at all these other dogs. If I don't eat the meat.
But see, okay, and that's the same thing with us. How do we know shit ain't a test?
Like, well, I know now.
Think about all of the shit when you're ever, anytime you've ever not been your authentic self and failed the test.
Ugh.
As a result. Maybe not even as a result, but you damn near you feel like it was. You know what I mean? Like, you ever try to be something to get a girl and still don't get the girl?
Didn't work out.
And people saw you being that something, and you're like, no, like, that's not really
me.
I was lying to try to get the girl.
No. Yeah, I've done that.
That's crazy.
I don't put on, man. I just be Derek. And if they like this mean-ass nigga, I'm supposed to be with this chick for whatever amount of time, either a day or 2 weeks. That back, I'm with my girl now, but I'm just saying, back when it was, it's like, yeah, when you, like when I was trying to be nice, it never worked. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I was like genuinely nice and kind of an asshole at the same time, because I was just in that good, I was just in a good mood to be myself listening to this chick, it always worked.
Huh.
It's weird. That I don't know, wild. Man.
Well, that's also kind of, I guess that's like with the, because a part of dealing with like your vulnerability, it helps you overcome a fear, right? Uh-huh. Was that a fear of
fear
yours?
Of rejection was huge, especially from bad bitches, man.
Really?
Yeah, because you'd be like, am I not fly enough to do this? If your game is tight, you should get this. And then I'd be sore in my head. I go to, then I finally go to up the walk with her, and here comes some other nigga that he thought faster than I did.
Right.
Fuck.
Huh.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that,
but,
that was, yeah.
Like,
fear of rejection was huge. Just getting played by bitches is just terrible. It's just a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
All right, now, but think about that. When you do it now, because you do that, you are a hot chick that just rejects chicks. Well, you're a hot dude that sounds weird from come out of my mouth, but you're a hot dude that rejects chicks.
I get it. It's no homo.
That come up to you and want to fuck around and occupy your time, right? That you're giving the same thing, but like, what does it feel like for you on the other side?
What, playing with them?
Yeah.
I if I could be vulnerable, I feel like a fucking god.
Okay.
I feel like, oh, I finally got all the control.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
How I'm fucking orchestrating this conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know how it could go. I know where, I know what she gets mad at now, and I could just play the whole time.
Yeah.
And she can get mad, but if I keep playing, she's, oh, I hate that I like you now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. It makes him truly malfunction.
You remind me of my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do I?
It truly makes him malfunction.
Do I?
And
because
now,
I kept calling you a goofball.
Right.
It's funny calling girls goofy, man.
Well, that's the same thing girls get out of it. When girls torment and tease guys, as a matter of fact, you might be able to charge for this. You know what I mean? Like, would you be vulnerable enough to start a page or some sort of line where women can call in and just be talked bad to you? Because women would go for that, right?
And I'm not even on some Kevin Samuels.
No, no, no.
Shit. It's just so fun to...
I mean, that's what being a dominatrix is.
But do they have that? Do ladies sign up for dominatrix? Do they hire dominatrix?
So a dude's just berating.
They do?
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, and it's a different way. Like, there's... You could be dominated or have... Or dominate someone.
Oh, help me find a chick that wants to be financially
Dr. Ruth
dominated.
In here with all this sex shit.
Nah, I want one of them financial dominates. One of them chicks is like, yeah, here's my credit card. What are you doing, Dave?
Is there an urban dominatrix? I just borrow your car, drink all your milk, fuck shit out you.
I think that's a sugar mama. That's a sugar mama.
Is that what that is? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a fella to come in with a wife beater and some Tims on, and he fuck shit out of me, and then... take my car and drink all my milk.
Yeah.
What is this, baby boy? What are you doing?
That the baby boy simulator. Do girls get to go, baby boy? I want the number three, the baby boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's funny. But I like doing that.
Yeah.
And somehow through that, I get more of that often. Why are you so upset?
Right. Okay.
That takes something.
There's an authentic part of you that comes out from that, though, would you say? Like,
for me, I think it's more authentic from them because they angry. They choose violence. They choose to talk shit about me. They call me names. I'm like, oh, that.
So you're sniffing out. Okay. That's actually very interesting you say that because.
How do I? You just met me 10 minutes
right.
ago. How am I pulling all this out of you right now?
So this is what's very, very fascinating about that because it shows who's vulnerable in that situation. And that situation, they're vulnerable because they want something. Right? We don't know what it is that they want yet, but they want something and they're trying to hide it because if they say what it is, that you have the ability to go in that wound, right? So they hide it, but you're in a position to... pull it out and expose it.
And it's just this, you know what you are.
And in the process of being exposed, the authentic you comes out.
Yeah.
Now, you could respect, and this is actually, we've talked about this with you before. If a woman came up to you and was just her authentic bitchy self right up front, she's got you.
sort of kind
of got your respect at least.
Yeah, I go, like, right. I go, okay. That shook me up a little bit.
Right.
I hate that I like what's happening right now. It's like I hate the like thing.
Because, well, I think we all like.
I hate her, but I don't want her to go.
I think we all like seeing authentic people.
Yeah.
But authentic people do make you nervous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you ever see a motherfucker that's the real deal in any category, and you just see it, and you go like, Oh shit! Like, I never forget.
Well, there's a difference between authenticity and then just not dialing it down. Like, you could be a real motherfucker, but sometime.
But I think it also has to do with eye contact.
Okay.
Anyone who knows themselves or is very confident in whatever they're talking about, they're gonna look you right in the eye and they're gonna tell you that.
Okay.
And I think anyone who's trying to fake it just to be in the room with you and pretending they know what you're talking about. That's why they feel uncomfortable, because they know they're not looking you in the eye.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And see, that's a weird thing, though, because, like, I would say both of those things go hand in hand to build trust.
Okay.
That's the only way a relationship is going to work. Two people got to be able to trust one another.
Vulnerability and authenticity.
Right.
Dave Temple.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, if two people come together and they are, they're both putting on cons.
Okay.
Neither one of them are being authentic.
Okay.
They don't know each other. They got a surface level friendship. How's the weather? You know what I mean? But like, they don't know each other. Then sometimes you got one motherfucker that's coming in and being authentic, and then another motherfucker's being fake. And that person is being authentic is being vulnerable. They're being very vulnerable. You know, you ever had somebody just come up and my dog died.
You better cut that shit
it
out.
Broke up with my boyfriend. And you're like, oh,
no.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. You're being very authentic right now. And it's a lot. It's a lot up front.
It's a lot of authenticity.
Yeah. Which is weird with authenticity. Like, can there be too much? Is it such thing as being just too real?
You can vomit on something. Motherfuckers be vomiting on people, metaphorically. And then, literally, in New York, they be thrown up in the street. But anyway, like, yeah, when somebody just download too much, hey, how you doing? And blah, 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 blah. They're like, what? And ask for all that shit.
Yeah.
You're not even a girl. Nigga, like, why?
Now, for what you just said earlier, where you talk about the upside that you have with the women now, knowing that you do that, who do you think is more vulnerable?
Okay.
Men or women?
I don't know, man. Seems it's almost about equal.
Yeah. T, if you had to guess.
If I'm looking at TikTok and all these fucking, it's men versus women, all everybody's soft. Everybody like, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt because you hurt. It's just like that. You'd be like, get the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as black and white. I think it's like waves. Like right now, I think men are a little bit more vulnerable because they have to like adjust and learn.
And all these fresh and fit podcasts got niggas talking they shit. I feel, girl, that when you, like, it's a lot of that. Guys telling what they really, I wasn't able to open up before, but now I will. You need to stop being thought. Like, it's like a lot of that shit now.
And that's a weird thing, because where we are, I'm like, I don't know where I stand with that, because I was not a expressive person like that. I'm not a...
You from Philly.
But here's the thing. I'm realizing it's because of how sensitive I was. That whole aspect of... the authentic me is very, very sensitive, and because it gets hurt or let down,
you guard it up,
right?
You guard it up crazy,
and
put the fortress around it,
right? That is a, I think more men have that, because when has it been okay for men to be like, actually go, I'm hurt?
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to talk about this, about the concept of like, man up is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a man to do some shit that he don't agree with, challenge his manhood. He ain't got no choice. You know what I mean? Like, if
man up. Shit.
Right.
All right.
You don't have no choice if somebody pulls that card. You can't go woman up.
Woman up.
I what? Think you can now. Tiana actually has a tattoo that I highly respect.
It says woman up?
Nah.
No, it says tits up.
Tits up.
Tits up.
That is the lady version of woman up. Yeah. And I do appreciate that,
poke
you know,
your chest out, right?
There are women
poke
out there
out
that have that attitude. And with that, I think that makes it a little bit easier for some dudes to be like, I'm hurt.
I ain't gonna lie. I like when they do tits up when they on top. That's great.
Tits up on
when
top?
When they go tits up on top.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a girl with a nice strong back.
He be like, ah!
Are you
that
a tit
is
slapper?
Not what I mean.
I was tit slapping them. And yeah. When they do tits up on top, you be like, bah, bah, do your thing, girl.
Tit slapping is pretty ridiculous. I see
fun,
it a lot in porn, but
fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my
talk
favorite.
To me about it. Talk to me about it.
Oh, tit slapping is great because you don't know because it don't look like they enjoy it. But you so in the moment, they go with it. You be like, this bitch is a fucking trooper. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Because I like it. But she knows that. So you be like, she be like, I just got smacked in the titty, but I guess.
Dude, prior to this conversation, I was having a conversation with Gabe Blonde Mike about authenticity.
Okay.
And Mike said something that kind of blew my mind. It's a little.
What did he say?
Lying. Is a very fascinating, authentic characteristic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, if you lie to survive or to just because that's what you do, then that's authentically you. Even though you're lying, it's like, if I see you every time you got a different hustle, different get up, you know what I mean? And it's just on some like, dang. That's Derek. He's just out there hustling,
that's
tricking people all the time.
Nigga's a liar. You know he's a liar.
Right.
Wow.
It's like a lot of us always think authentic means like doing the right thing or being like this good, genuine person.
No, you showing your true self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who the fuck is this person?
Even if that is a degenerate.
Yeah.
Right.
Not everybody's good, not a bag of soil. Some of these motherfuckers bags of shit.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, damn.
And that is...
Good to see that. Like, right. Now I know now.
I respect people who are vulnerable enough to be like, hey, man, I'm a piece of shit.
Like, rest in peace, one of my best friends, Chris Cotton. If you gave Chris $60, he would go, well, if it's over 60, I'm not going to pay you back. Just off rip.
That was that's a very authentic...
And I would be like, well, fuck, that's just... he kind of deserves the $60 now. Because he just got it for free.
Yeah, okay.
By being so upfront, like, yeah, if it's over $60, I'm probably not gonna be able to pay you back.
That's funny.
That's
that you
so
say that.
Shit down, man.
I was walking today and Chris crossed my mind. And Chris crossed my mind also, like, conflict wise.
Okay. Well, so, you and that nigga had a lot of conflict.
I know, and I start reliving some conflict as I'm walking. And I out loud said, fuck that nigga, man. And that's funny because it's such an authentic feeling. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I love Chris. I've loved him like a brother. And it upset me that when he died, it was, fuck that nigga. You know what I mean? And I'm so authentic with it that I'm still holding on to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely meant that. I love Chris. I loved him to death. But when it got to fuck him, I was so fuck him. That hear that he's been dead for years, and I find myself walking down the street, and I'm like, yeah, man, fuck that nigga, right?
He still got you, yeah. I mean,
right. Because, me and Chris were so close, I was vulnerable with Chris, man. Very vulnerable. Mm. And
see,
anytime,
come back.
Anytime when, like, yeah, with Chris, little claws would come out, he knew where to put them. He knew where to get, and he'd be like, like, man, the amount of times that I wanted to, you know, pull over and, like, let's just fight. Let's just fight on the side of the highway, the turnpike. What's that going to throw off, Dave? Like, but, like, that's I was so hurt that bad that I'm like, yeah, no, let's get out of the car and fight on the side of the highway right now. What is that going to solve? Like, what is that? But that's how much it hurt. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing, too, because you can't say, yo, you hurt me. Only thing I can say is get out the car so that I can punch you in your face
and
hope to make you feel the way I felt.
Okay. Wow. See that? Yeah, that's you doing a lot to say the same shit.
Yeah.
That's just hurt with extra steps.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Like, and
instead
I don't
of just saying what the fuck, man, that you niggas would never do no shit like that.
What?
You hurt me, nigga. You
okay.
You need an apology.
I know. We have a whole podcast. No need for apologies. It's tatted on my skin. And I'm such an authentic person, I have to live by that.
I can't.
So, hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You want to get high?
Huh.
Like really high?
Say what?
Like really super duper legally high?
You lying.
Well, now it's time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. Yeah, if you've already bought Delta 8 before, right, and you were like smoking it while listening to this podcast, you're like, whoa, they was really just talking about vulnerability, and now they just went off into Delta 8. You're damn right we did. You're not hallucinating. This ain't that lab tested. I'm really talking to you about Delta 8 right now.
Absolutely.
Go to yoDelta.com, all right, and you can order Delta 8. What is Delta 8?
What is Delta?
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped from state to state, and it gets you high. If you go to yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, and all you're getting stoned.
Vapes and gummies. Needs. Gummies and vapes.
These things will help you get vulnerable. They will help you to be, what is it? Authentic.
Look. And nose open.
I can tell you Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use promo code GAS.
I thought it was promo code vulnerable.
That's a long promo code.
Promo code vulnerability.
Yeah, but you're gonna get 25% off with your vulnerable ass.
If with you go your vulnerable
put
ass.
In promo code GAS GAS for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Rest your feet.
All right, let's get back. That is a funny thing. Like,
it's
yo,
on, I did it on purpose.
You can't go, yo, you hurt me, nigga.
What? Is there another way to say this?
Tiana, can you call another lady and be like, yo, you hurt me?
Absolutely. Right?
I want to ask her. I don't know. Let her speak. I can't speak for ladies.
Yeah, I can't. No, that's mansplaining.
I don't think so. No.
You can't call a lady and say, you hurt me?
No. Like, you can call a woman who's working on herself and say that, but like, if you have a friend who's not working on herself, and she's a hot mess.
Okay.
You'd be like, you hurt me. She'll be like, well, then you hurt me. And she'll pull out receipts.
Wow.
Of all the times that you hurt her in these microwaves.
Then it's a vulnerability match.
Basically,
that's
cold.
Is that what that is? So that's a way of getting it out.
That's gaslighting is what that is.
Is that gaslighting? Okay, cool.
Yeah, because then I need to walk away and not be that person's friend anymore.
Well,
you know, vulnerability is in the gas that lights.
Yeah, I'm about to say, isn't gaslighting still like, hey, even though they're hurt, it's real, right?
No, gaslighting is...
It's always fake?
Gaslighting is making you feel bad, and responsible...
For something you didn't do.
For confronting someone about the way they made you feel.
Oh, okay.
So if I told you... every time you yell at me about something, I don't like the way you yell at me. You'd be like, oh, I'm sorry that I make you feel that way.
Uh-huh.
Instead, you should say, I didn't know I was hurting you. What could I do to change
this
that?
This shit's hard. God damn.
Fuck, man.
That's a
it's
lot.
It's a whole puzzle.
That is a lot.
But that's why you can't flat out. I mean,
it's like a Rubik's Cube.
Let me know in the comments, or if you want to email in with a story of your own, no need for apologies, podcast@gmail.com. Can you say you hurt me? You know what I mean? Like, I'm curious. Like, we caught it. Like,
hey,
maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe I'm taking it too. Yeah, you can tell your homie you hurt. I don't know. I thought about this. We talk about that. I was hanging out with Seton. And you know, Seton does the karate shit, like, right?
He do the MMA stuff.
He's showing me videos of him, you know, sparring. And he's trying to show some cool moves, but he fast forwarded. And at one point, his guy stops and he goes, oh, kicked him in the dick there, right? And he's like laughing. He's like, yeah, you shouldn't really kick a man in the dick. But that guy punched me in the face about a week ago pretty hard. And part of me was like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing of like, hey, we're just fucking around here, but you hurt me a week ago.
So I'm going to kick you in your nuts, nigga.
Well, it's not even I'm going to, but when it happened, it's kind of like, well, you hurt me a week ago, and I didn't say anything.
That's
so
how you do it, right?
Hold that. You know what I mean?
That's the best way. Take that with you.
No, because then you're going tit for tat.
It is weird like that. That's the weird thing where you hold it in.
I agree. I think if it's like this subconscious, oh, well, and you move on and you don't purposely try and hurt them again next time, sure.
It's never on purpose. Like the same thing you play basketball. We were playing basketball once. I remember one time I playing with Jay and Dylan and all of them. Dylan throws elbows wild. I catch an elbow to the head. I've been hit in the mouth by Dylan. I've had my lip busted. You know what I mean? Like everything. Dylan, he is a wild, wild young man on the court, just throwing elbows. And once I caught a rebound and I came down, and the way I came down, for some reason, Dylan was standing like this. He's just standing there like this. So when I came down, it's just
bam, elbow in the chest.
Right in his chest. And he's all on the ground, rolling around. And a part of me was just like, I bled a couple weeks ago because you were throwing elbows. Like, yeah, hold so, that.
Man up,
hold
nigga.
That.
Man up, nigga.
You but that's be not hurt, hurt. You know, like going back to it, if you were going to your friend and you were like, yo, you hurt me, it wouldn't be over that. It would be like, I don't like the way you take money from me and don't pay me back. Or... I don't like how.
Okay, what's a number? What's a number that you wouldn't ask for back? Because Chris told you what the number was, 60. Is there a number for you that you're like, if I lend this to you, I'm not asking for it back? Have you thought about it, or is it a case by case basis?
It's case by case because I don't know. Sometimes I'm up,
yeah,
and I'll be feeling good. And okay. Other times I'm not, and I'll be like, I'm gonna need that money back. It's weird.
Yeah.
If I'm balling, fuck your little money, nigga. I'm doing good. But when I'm not, give me that Venmo me back 50, please. I need that to get home. Yeah, it's weird. When I'm flying, nigga, yeah. I don't give. I'm being nice.
Uh-huh.
Get on this fucking carpet with me. That's
also,
what it is.
It's also weird how sometimes those same gestures can go from being nice to offensive. Meaning, like, if you go out to a restaurant to eat,
mm-hmm.
and the food is delicious, and you go, yo, man, like, yo. I'm going to throw a fucking $100 tip down. This food was great. Waitress was great. Service is great. Appreciate that shit, right? But if you went to somebody's crib for Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
fucking food was great.
And you tipped.
Service is great. And you throw $100 down on the table like, yo, your mom did her thing. That's fucking offensive.
They'll be like, what? Well, first off, there's a difference between a restaurant and a holiday. So therefore... You don't tip on the holiday. You tip
Why
at a
not?
Restaurant.
It's one person working her ass off
because
to feed the entire fucking family.
It's heartfelt.
She bought the food herself.
Hey, mom, thanks. I appreciate it. But nah, just let her know that she did a really good job. I mean, if you
She'll
tip
be better off going to IHOP and cooking for them ungrateful niggas. At least she should get some money out of this shit. Just let all these other... holidays
all right,
is a weird scam.
When I'm on, when we on, and when I get like bread, when I'm just spending money...
No, you got to do it at a stranger's house.
Yeah, like, I'm going to tip 100.
Matter of fact,
happens.
That's how
Derek, you and your girl should come to my mom's house for Thanksgiving. Okay. She loves people.
That's actually...
Right. Tip my mom.
If you ever...
See what she says.
I thought about doing that with your mom. I thought about doing that with your mom just in case I didn't ever want to come back. Like, I don't feel that way, but I've thought about that. Like, that would be a good way to get out of never being invited back to dinner ever. Just
you know
slam
what?
$400 down on the table. Like, thanks. All right, we got to go.
Because what they going to say? Bitch-ass niggas left $400 on the table. What?
In true Puerto Rican fashion, they would talk shit, but then at the end...
Take the money.
They would be like, but he gave me money, so whatever.
Yeah, like that lady on Set It Off. I need that money.
There were some faces in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the weirdest cry faces. That's why I don't like when women cry. Because it's just ugly, man.
Yeah, a little potatoes.
And I feel terrible, but you... Kevin Hart got a joke about that. When a woman cries,
Especially, you ever make a black woman cry that don't have, like, her hair on? Like, that's not good. That's not good, ever.
That is a whole mess.
A little stocking
man,
cap
somebody
on.
Somebody scooped this shit up. It looked terrible. Oh, my God. She crying with her little bead.
Yeah.
Her little knot. Oh.
So let's, before we go and get out of here, I wanted to see, like, an opportunity to try to be vulnerable with you, Derek.
What the hell's wrong with you today?
I took some meds. I think somebody slipped ecstasy.
You know that random day when you took shrooms at Black Ass and you was like, yeah, I'm on shrooms right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm on that right now. I took two today.
Uh-huh.
I've been high for the last 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
This is good.
Vulnerability.
I came up with... we found this game, right?
All right.
It's called We're Not Really Strangers.
All right.
And
therapy games.
He's gonna pull up some flashcards and ask us some
Chloe
questions.
Got to you. This all starts.
This ain't therapy, that, nigga.
Chloe did it.
I'm not in therapy. I just want to talk about
vulnerability
and authenticity. Because I feel like I'm an authentic person, but I feel
me
like
too.
Yeah, my authenticity, it I don't know. I guess on here it's comical.
Okay.
But in life, it doesn't seem to.
It make me laugh.
You know what these conversations are like in real life?
It make me. I'll be like, go ahead, Dave. Nigga, we go on tour. You be saying this shit. And I'll be like, yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm no help.
Yeah. All right. What do you got there? So level one is perception.
All right.
All right. Pick a question to ask. Who you going to ask first?
This a little free beat?
Oh, yeah.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
All right. So, Derek, obviously, gotta ask you first.
Do you think
I've ever been in love?
Yeah, like twice, three times, maybe. Yeah, absolutely. Love them, girl.
What does love mean to you?
Love means that you don't annoy me, and I gotta introduce you to my mom for some reason. Because usually I leave that out. If I gotta introduce you to my mom and you don't annoy me, I might be in love with you.
Huh.
I just might be.
Dave. I guess what about Derek is the most strange or unfamiliar?
Talk your shit!
Oh, what is Derek's characteristic that's the most strange? Okay.
Yeah.
Derek's ability to talk to himself out loud in the third person. And, like, I don't know, somehow you've leaned into it to the point where I'm like, oh, he really don't give a damn that it's somebody, like, right next to him. You know what I mean? I never forget one time.
No, man.
I remember one time we were doing Black Ass, and Derek was late. No, we were doing a podcast. We were doing a live podcast at Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Okay.
And you ended up filming a TV show or something?
Yeah.
And like, yo, just start the podcast without me. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, we'd already put all this shit together. We had a guest there. And I'm like, how am I supposed to start the podcast without it? And Rosebud was like, yeah, he's working on some blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? You knew that? Did he know that? How did he tell you and he didn't tell me knowing we had this thing going on? And Rosebud was like, Derek doesn't really tell anybody anything. He just says things. And if you're around, you know. He's like, I'm pretty sure I know because we were at the cellar and Derek was just looking at his phone. I was like, oh shit, I gotta film this thing tomorrow. Like that's like that's how you find out things.
Yeah, I just go to work. And that was my fault. But I think we pulled it off.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But that to me is the strangest characteristic because I'm like, I've only seen that in like children. Like my children at like 3 or 4. And then they kind of grew out of that. You held on to it, which is dope because I think that's an authentic portion of you. You know what I mean? Like that is an authentic thing that you did not allow society to be like, man, you can't do that.
Nah, I just do shit. I just do like what? Not like the Joker.
This beat is terrible. I'm sorry. Now it feels like therapy.
Right? It's too.
You got to kill that. That what the fuck? What the? I could just feel the people in the comments right now. Like, what is this?
Vulnerability.
Sorry for the new people that came and were
don't
like,
don't say sorry.
No. Because here's the thing. Because I know new people came and were like, oh, I like this podcast. Nope, that's not who the fuck we are.
Nah, not that silo book. Not them little xylophone. Boom, boom, boom. Fuck them xylophones.
For the record, I told T, I said, just find a copyright.
It's just a copyright, protected beat
to play just in case the questions were.
The fuck is this?
Nah,
what is this?
We'll do it without it.
All these little
we'll
crispy beats. Yeah. All this crystal
this
light water.
Huh? The level of vulnerability is too high here.
Yeah, man, I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it one bit.
I've crossed your boundaries. I feel very uncomfortable.
I am feeling very, very wounded right now. I am wounded. I am wounded by this music. I don't like it.
All right, we'll just do it without. Pick another one. So Derek is asking me this thing then.
Yeah, Derek.
What?
What do you think Dave splurges on?
Oh.
The fuck? What does Dave splurge on? Resistance bands. Bananas. You know, this nigga books. This nigga, he splurges on good things. Like, I don't know. He don't buy all the sneaks because, you know, the nigga, he splurges on you. He be taking you places. I don't know. He splurges on time with his daughters. I like that. He always makes sure.
Yeah, I get with them on the phone. I'll spend money on that, but I spend money on experiences.
Yeah.
I will rent an Airbnb. I will do a vacation.
He's a positive guy, man.
Like, I'll do that kind of stuff, but the other stuff... And right now, I splurge on champagne.
Okay.
Once a month.
Champagne. Yeah. Champipple.
We splurge on champagne.
Got to get that champagne.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's about it. I used to splurge on shit, though. I mean, I used to have motorcycles, cars.
Yeah. He used to flip cars and bikes.
Floors and that shit. You know what I mean?
Cars, like,
I
had, bikes, maybe a tie.
Yeah, my crib was pretty impressive. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's fascinating. It's a rental unit now, so it's who knows what the fuck it looks like. All right, go ahead.
There's more? All right, let's go.
Okay. Dave. What do you think Derek is going to do in the future?
Oh, man. I already know this because I've seen this when we were back in the open mic shit. Derek's going to be a star. Derek's going to be a star. But the crazy thing is he's still going to be just like this.
Absolutely.
Meaning he's not going to think he's a star.
No, not at all.
He's not. We just talked about this before we started. Derek, if you get a chance, and then I'm telling you, this is going to embarrass you. Go to Derek's IMDb. Go to Derek's IMDb. Look up Derek on YouTube. Just see the catalog. I don't think in the years I have left, I could go through all of the content that is Derek Gaines. You know what I mean? Like, from acting to comedy, music videos, sketches, stand-up, you know what I mean? Like, there is so much that you've put out there. You feel guilty because you don't have kids. And you're like, what have I given to the world? That.
Wow.
There's so much shit out there. So when all of that, like, becomes a thing, and y'all have the ability to start that. Everybody, these little 6,000 subscribers here, y'all got the ability to go through and start sharing all of that shit to make that shit really, really push. So
wow.
All of that is on y'all as the fan base, but it's amazing to see, like, holy shit, you know what I mean? My first time going to your crib where your mom had the picture of you up on the wall and all that shit And you had, and I don't know, I hope I'm not blowing nothing on this.
Talk shit.
Derek had renovated his mom's crib on the low.
Never
talk shit about it. I watched the house improve.
It's bad now. Well, I got to get new windows. We need new windows. It's drafty up in that motherfucker.
But... Yeah. He had did this at a time I was sleeping on Derek's couch, and I didn't know what Derek spent his money on, you know what I mean? But as much as I saw Derek bring home sneakers and all kinds of shit like that, this motherfucker had redid his mom's house and brought appliances and all that shit. And I was like, you did all that? And he was like, yeah, nigga, I had my own TV show, nigga, for like 2 years. Like, and I was like, oh, yeah. Right? It was like the episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It was like, you're making that kind of money, yeah, right? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And that shit to me was like dope. Once I'm like, oh, this nigga's already a star. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm one of those people that I've been there since the beginning. So yeah. I'm one of those people that are like, no, this nigga been a star since the Laugh House. What the fuck you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, they're just now seeing the shit. So
yeah. And nobody's really seeing the shit because I'm trying to sell tickets so we can go get seen in these arenas. Come on now.
Well, the people who've seen it, they know. Yeah. Anybody comment in this thing. If you've seen us live, you know, tell
come
these motherfuckers.
On to the shows,
because when
man.
I'm coming out to your shows and all that shit like that, I mean, when I come into your city, don't be hitting me later. I'm like, oh my God.
And for anybody, and for all my people listening, trust me, none of these credits fucking matter to me. All that matters is if you get to the goddamn show and then we can make it pop.
Because that's all we did all of this shit for. That's all we did
we
all
doing
of this
it
shit for.
For y'all to fucking
trying
laugh,
to just get
man.
On the stage.
I don't give a good goddamn. I just go to work
We're
every day.
Being
I don't,
vulnerable.
I don't want to be a janitor. This is why I do all this other shit. I act and all this shit. I just do not want to clean toilets no more. But what I really want to do for all this acting is y'all come out to the shows.
Yeah, man.
That's all I want. Come to the fucking shows. Pack this bitch out. I like big crowds. I'm not afraid of standing room only. I like that shit. Come on out. And me and Dave are going to smash.
Yeah, man.
That's what we do.
This shit going to be big.
That's what we want to do. So, yeah.
All right. You want to do one more?
All right, one more.
One more.
Ready?
Yeah.
Derek.
Huh?
What was your first impression of Dave?
He was a nigga with a suit on.
Oh, yeah.
He was a nigga with a suit on. He was a businessman, but he used to come to the open mics with a suit on. I was like, all right, he's confident because he didn't go home to change. He going to get these jokes off right after work. That's a motherfucker that might want this shit. And I don't, the funny thing about it, T, I know these niggas are my friends because I don't remember the day I befriended them. Not Monroe, not Chris, not Dave. I just know we was friends.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. I don't remember the day it happened. It just happened. And I'm like, oh, these are my niggas. And so, yeah, it was always, my first impression was, this nigga's smarter than all of us. He got a suit on at open mic. He's doing something we're not doing. And I don't know, but I won't discount it. And thank God that I never closed that door, and we homies now. So, yeah, I don't remember when we started being friends. We was just friends.
Yeah, man.
With your Clark Kent ass.
My Clark Kent ass.
He had a suit on.
As a reporter.
He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then Davis
would come in with a whole suit.
I was working at MetLife. I was trying to sell insurance.
And he would do the white.
Trying to save these kids.
Woo! The white person.
Because I was working with these white people, drinking, going to Phillies games with white people. Like, yeah, that was a weird world, man.
Yeah.
That was a weird, and because I didn't live nowhere near them white people, the white people was 30, 40, 50 minutes outside the city.
And like, nice. Look, yeah.
But they would get you drunk, and I ain't feel comfortable staying with these. So that's where all my drinking and driving jokes come from like, yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay,
because I was my authentic self. One, I didn't trust myself not to steal from these folks. That was definitely a thing of like, ooh, yeah. I know me. This place is nice, and I don't have no allegiance to these people. I need to get the fuck out of here.
I don't owe these motherfuckers none. Right. Shit, I need to take some. They owe me. Matter of fact, fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and minus some shit out their life that they don't need. I'm going to go ahead and steal some of the shit.
I don't want to be that guy. So I got the fuck up out of there.
They owe me. Yeah. See?
Wow, man. This was good, man. I enjoyed this one. This was fun, man. Like, I think you all get to see that, you know, Derek and I were definitely authentic people, man. We get on here, we laugh, we joke, we talk a lot of shit, man. We've been changing the narrative. Uh-huh. All my Black Air Force One boys and girls, hey, man, it's cool to be your authentic self, but it's also cool to be vulnerable, man. Don't let that shit consume you.
So before you slap somebody, let them know they hurt you.
Yeah, let them know. It's your superpower, man. It's your superpower.
Hey, I'm going to fuck you up, but I'm only fucking you up because you fucked me up.
Yeah.
Vulnerability. Beautiful. What is high? What is higher? What is learn? What is learning? What is higher learning?
All right. Lil T, say goodbye to people.
Goodbye, people, and make sure you follow me on Instagram, Tiana Sasha. My Fat Toto video is almost at 2 million views.
Congratulations.
Fat Toto.
It's vulnerable for me to say Toto out loud. So there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Fat Toto. You sang it in the song. What are you talking about?
Fat but I was in a closet.
Toto.
I was in a closet. Singing to my phone.
See? That's why I said Derek got the superpower. He can do that shit out the closet in a crowded restaurant.
Fat Toto Live. Fat Toto. I love how you say Toto. It makes me laugh.
Yo.
Fat Toto.
And they're in the comments arguing like crazy.
About labias and...
labia jam.
How men aren't getting laid. It's the weirdest thing.
What? Yeah. Dude, niggas is out here.
Yeah, go check that out. All right,
I can't speak for everybody.
Say goodbye to the people.
Hey, it's the great boy. You know where to find me on Instagram. TheGreatBoy. Talk to God. Eat your vegetables.
Also going viral right now. You got about 3 million views.
Oh, and that almond milk shit. I had the T-word in it. T-word set that shit up crazy.
Yeah, buddy. Congratulations on that.
3.1 right now.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, yeah.
You're not going to come out and see the joke that did 3.1 million views?
Come on, man.
On Instagram?
I got a joke that went triple plat. Huh? Like, what are we doing?
Y'all
ain't going to come to the shows? Fuck all the TV. Like, nigga, the jokes be on the phone.
Right. I'm Dave Temple. Follow me on all platforms. Oh, yo.
What?
Follow me on Instagram. I'm almost, it sounds weird, but I'm almost at the 10,000 mark.
You almost got 10K?
I am excited. Like, okay, those Stavros clips, check us out on the Stavros podcast. Some of you probably came over from Stavros. Thank you for that. But like, okay, I wasn't playing social media for a while. I just wasn't.
You just weren't on it.
I had kids. I was like dealing with that stuff. You know, I ain't had time to do all that stuff. Now I'm like, oh, all right, let's grow. So it's fascinating to watch. Oh, like, yeah, we about to finally get to 10K. I think I only need like 800 more people. Mm-hmm. So just everybody just go follow me at I'm Dave Temple on Instagram. Let's see what perks come with that. Maybe they'll give me a blue check mark.
Yeah, man. Get yourself a blue. Get a 10K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm finally over 60. It took forever.
Yeah.
I finally got 61K.
There you go.
Fuck the millions. Give me 61,000 real people. Yeah. I'll trade that for a million bots any day on fucking Instagram.
That has also been my superpower. I think I've been able to, because when I say stuff like that, like, yeah, I'm about to get to 10K. And this nigga like, yeah, I'm finally getting to 60. You know what I mean? Like, hey, hey, hey.
It's only 50 more thousand. It ain't like I said 1.1 million, nigga.
Yeah, I only got, where the fuck?
I hope to God those 10K 50, is real. Because most of these motherfuckers is bots. And the people with zero clips. And then they got a strange amount of followers and a strange amount of people they follow. Nigga, that's a bot. That's not even real. That's just some stock picture they put with a bot. And I'm like, they be like making comments and shit like that. That was funny. Yeah. And I checked to see what it is. Zero, weird number. I'm like, oh, they got the bots liking and commenting too? Fuck out of here. So I hope your 10K is real, nigga, versus half this. These 30 that might be real.
Well, yeah, man. If I would assume so. I'm a pretty authentic person.
I'm authentic. I'd rather have 10K and they all be real motherfuckers.
Unless, I don't know, because I think sometimes those bots come from fans of yours.
Okay.
That are just like, because like, it's almost
keep
like
going.
A weird way.
K-pop.
This might be a whole other podcast.
They do that in K-pop.
Yeah, it's like
K-pop.
What
fans
better way to
understand.
Show love? Yeah. Like, if you were a baby and I gave you gold, you don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't. Right?
Niggas came to give Jesus frankincense, myrrh.
And
gold and silver. We don't. But we as adults, we understand why that's a good gift. Yo, they gave him gold.
Okay.
And silver.
All right.
You know what I mean? So now, if somebody's giving you 10,000 followers, but you don't really know what to do with that. You know what I mean? But that's somebody looking out like, yo, here. Do. You know what I mean? Because I think anybody can assign followers to any account at this point.
That's pretty wild.
Pay.
Well, thank you.
Put a username in.
Well, thank you, because I guess that's the new currency, right?
Yeah.
That's currency on social media, followers, right?
Yeah. So they've been looking out.
That's your shillings.
It's giving a baby gold. So, you know, if anybody has any ideas and wants to give this baby some gold.
There you go, boy.
I'm Dave Temple.
If you don't work in the plug.
Because if I don't do it myself, then it doesn't count as like buying followers.
Talk shit.
Right? That's like, if you can manipulate someone else into go buy followers for me. Buy me followers. Make.
Remember on Spider-Man 3? Go give me some milk. Give me some milk.
All right. I'm Dave Temple. No need for apologies. Thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.
Good shit.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.